He's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there.
Ooh, it's time for Detox Mansion with Bob Angel.
He sounded a lot like Casey Kasem 3 months after he died.
Not happy about that, with that, you know.
I've noticed a lot of dead air. Is that normal for a broadcast?
Yes, your friend Bob.
We will not tolerate that type of moral inadequacy.
Bob Angel's Detox Mansion.
Have you been drinking, or is that just your voice?
A 91.5 WMFO.
Here's a serious question. Should I go out and get a head injury to sound more like you?
Tufts Freeform Radio.
WMFO Medford. Hey, 11 o'clock and starting right on time for once. Detox Mansion, welcome. Gates are open. And nice to have you along with us. Labor Day weekend, yep. And, you know, we got to do a set for Labor Day, right? Got a lot of new music today. New Cast Irons, for one. Great new local music. Thank you, Bob French, for sending that along to me. I checked it out. I didn't obviously have time to listen to the whole thing, but I heard snippets of all of it. It sounds great. And we'll be getting to that at some point. Lots of other great new music as well. But we should start Labor Day, our Labor Day, with the late, great... I wish this guy was around today. I can only imagine what he'd be saying. This is the late, great Phil Oakes.
Joe Hill come over from Sweden shores, looking for some work to do. And the Statue of Liberty waved him by. Is Joe come a sailing through Joe Hill? Is Joe come a sailing through? Oh, his clothes were coarse and his hopes were high as he headed for the promised land. And it took a few weeks on the out-of-work streets before he began to understand. Before he began to understand. And Joe got hired by Bowery Bar, sweeping up the saloon, as his rag would sail o'er the barroom rail. Sounded like he whistled on a tune. You could almost hear him whistling on a tune. And Joe rolled on from job to job, from the docks to the railroad line. And no matter how hungry the hand that wrote, in his letters he was always doing fine. In his letters he was always doing fine. Oh, the years went by like the sun going down. Slowly turn the page. And when Joe looked back at sweat upon his tracks, he had nothing to show but his age. He had nothing to show but his age. So he headed out for the California shore. There things were just as bad. So he joined the industrial workers of the world, 'cause the union was the only friend he had. 'Cause the union was the only friend he had. Now the strikes were bloody and the strikes were black, as hard as they were long. In the dark of the night, Joe would stay awake and write. In the morning he would raise them with a song. In the morning he would raise them with a song. And he wrote his words to the tunes of the day, to be passed along the union vine. And the strikes were led and the songs were spread, and Joe Hill was always on the line. Yes, Joe Hill was always on the line. Lake City, a murder was made. There was hardly a clue to find. Oh, the proof was poor, but the sheriff was sure J. Joe was the killer of the crime. That Joe was the killer of the crime. Joe raised his hands, but they shot him down. He had nothing but guilt to give. It's a doctor I need, and they left him to bleed. But he made it cause he had the will to live. Yes, he made it cause he had the will to live. Then the trial was held in a building of wood, and there the killer would be named. And the days weighed more than the cold copper ore, 'cause he feared that he was being framed. 'Cause he found out that he was being framed. Oh, strange are the ways of the Western law. Strange are the ways of fate. For the government crawled to the mine owner's call, and the judge was appointed by the state. Yes, the judge was appointed by the state. Oh, Utah, justice can be had, but not for a union man. And Joe was warned by some early morn, there'd be one less singer in the land. There'd be one less singer in the land. Now William Spry was Governor Spry, and life was his to hold. On the last appeal fell a governor's tear. May the Lord have mercy on your soul. May the Lord have mercy on his soul. Even President Wilson held up the day, but even he would fail. For nobody heard the soul-searching words of the soul in the Salt Lake City jail. Of the soul in the Salt Lake City jail. For 36 years he lived out his days, and he more than played his part. For the songs that he made, he was carefully paid, with a rifle bullet buried in his heart. With the rifle bullet buried in his heart. Yes, they lined Joe Hill up against the wall, line pulled over his eyes. It's the life of the rebel that he chose to live. It's the death of the rebel that he died. It's the death of the rebel that he died. Now some say Joe was guilty as charged, and some say he wasn't even there. And I guess nobody will ever know, 'cause the court records all disappear. 'Cause the court records all disappear. Say wherever you go in this fair land, in every union hall, in the dusty dark, these words are marked. In between all the cracks upon the wall, in between all the cracks upon the wall, it's the very last line that Joe Hill wrote when he knew that his days were through. Boys, this is my last and final will. Good luck to all of you. Good luck to all of you.
There's a great and a bloody fight around this whole world tonight. In the battle, the bombs and shrapnel rain. Hitler told the world around he would tear our union down. But our union's gonna break them slavery chains. And our union's gonna break them slavery chains. I walked up on a mountain in the middle of the sky. Could see every farm and every town. I could see all the people in this whole wide world. That's a union that'll tear the fascists down, down, down. That's a union that'll tear the fascists down. When I think of the men and the ships going down, while the Russians fight on across the Don, there's London in ruins and Paris in chains. Good people, what are we waiting on? Good people, what are we waiting on? So I thank the Soviets and the mighty Chinese vets, the allies, the whole wide world around. To the battling British, thanks, you can have 10 million Yanks if it takes them to tear the fascists down, down, down. If it takes them to tear the fascists down. But when I think of the ships and the men going down and the Russians fight on across the Don, there's London in ruins and Paris in chains. Good people, what are we waiting on? Good people, what are we waiting on? So I thank the Soviets and the mighty Chinese vets, the allies, the whole wide world around. To the battling British, thanks, you can have 10 million Yanks if it takes them to tear the fascists down, down, down. If it takes them to tear the fascists down.
Come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
My daddy was a miner, and I'm a miner's son, and I'll stick with the Union till every battle's won.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
They say in Harlan County there are no neutrals there. You'll either be a Union man or a thug for J.H. Blair.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Oh, workers, can you stand it? Oh, tell me how you can. Will you be a lousy scab or will you be a man?
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Don't scab for the bosses, don't listen to their lies. Us poor folks haven't got a chance unless we organize.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you
side are you on?
Come on, come on, come on, if you're coming, battle line.
of the present and forever.
Which side
for the ones who fight?
Which side
for the earth with all their might?
Which side?
And in the name of all that's right, confront and disrupt. There's a restlessness out in the street. There's a question in the air. How long, if this theft goes on, will our country still be here? People know the game is rigged, even as they play. They see their expectations slowly slip away. They got subsidies for billionaires, that's a bailout for the banks, a monopoly on medicine, and a sale on armored tanks. The whole damn country's being sold out that revolving door between Washington and Wall Street, like it's one big dollar store. Come on, come on, come on, if you're coming. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, if you're coming. Which side are you on?
Which side are you on?
Come on, come on, come on, if you're coming. Battle lines are drawn.
Battle lines are drawn.
Come on, come on, come on, if you're coming. Which side? Special friends who rob you time and again, who like to pretend that they're only gain in town, or the people who hope with everything they do they can build something new and turn this world with all that money politicians pay to be the fearless leader, to put themselves across, to be the one entrusted with the profit and the loss. You try hard to believe that when you cast your vote it counts, but elections are won with money in ever larger amounts. Take the money out of politics and maybe we might see this country turned back into something more like democracy. Come on, come on, come on, if you're coming. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, if you're coming. Which side are you on?
Which side are you on?
Come on, come on, come on, if you're coming. Battle lines are drawn.
Battle lines are drawn.
Come on, come on, come on, if you're coming. Which side? Which side are you?
will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lights of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
...91.5 WMFO. The great Gil Scott-Heron and the revolution will not be televised, going back to 1970. Small Talk at 125th and Lennox is the name of the album it originally was on. Jackson Browne before that. Which Side from Standing in the Breach, his most recent album in 2014. He has a few singles he's thrown in there since then, but not a full-length album. Still touring. Still playing great. What a great band he's got. Anyway, the Almanac Singers, featuring Pete Seeger, of course. Which Side Are You On? From the original Talking Union and other union songs. This being Labor Day, and this is the theme of that set. Woody Guthrie, Tear the Fascist Down. From My Dusty Road. And Phil Oakes, Joe Hill, from his 1968 album, Tape from California. All right, welcome to Detox Mansion. Welcome to Visiting Hours. Nice to see you along with us. Yeah, we had a straight pride parade in Boston yesterday, and we couldn't be more proud. because only a few dozen people actually marched in that particular parade. For that side, tens of thousands of anti-protesters showed up. Saw a lot of video on... perplexing video of people in this crowd on the straight pride, and it was really a Trump rally. They didn't say anything about straight or anything. They had one big float that said Trump 2020. What that's got to do with being straight or gay or whatever, I do not know, but that was the whole point of the parade, apparently. And there was this one video of a woman... and actually, I think it was a Latina woman that had this T-shirt on that said, "Socialism is for faggots," and she was pointing at the crowd, calling everybody, you're a faggot, you're a faggot, you're a faggot. And she was saying, get a job to people in the crowd. And just stupid. Stupid. You know, if you follow Trump and if you are a Trump, you're stupid. I'm sorry. You're stupid and you're a racist and live with it because that's what you are if you continue to do that. Anyway, I guess I got that off my chest. What are we doing? We're doing this. It's a nice day today. Sunshine, clouds mix, more and more clouds in the afternoon, and kind of cool right along the coast. There's a northeasterly wind. 10 to 15 mile an hour onshore wind, so temperature will be around 70 today. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening. More clouds on the overnight. Low around 60 degrees. And tomorrow, clouds early, scattered thunderstorms developing later in the day for Labor Day with a high near 80 degrees. And beyond that, let's see what we got. We got nothing. I got nothing. I got nothing past Monday. Oh, here we go. Tuesday looks like mostly sunny, mid-70s, mid-80s to near 90 on Wednesday with high humidity. Same thing on Thursday. And then back to more normal September weather for next weekend. Currently on the campus of Tufts University, it is 71 degrees.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, I do, but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Cast Irons have a new EP on the way out. It's going to be released just in time for the big local music festival at, is it on the government, is it on City Hall Plaza? I believe that's where it is. Coming up on the 27th. I am so bad. Let me go back to my messages, if I can find them. Where are the messages? They've changed. Oh, here it is. And... okay, release date is September 27th, just before the City Hall Plaza show. There you go. Perfect. Thank you, Bob. And now, and then I'm going to play it from a different source than I've ever played on air before. So let's push this button and hopefully we'll get the Cast Irons. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. There it is. The song is called Road, 91.5 WMFO.
Within me, is fleeting, and so I'm told. My soul is twisted, hung out to dry. This life I've been missing. Walk this open road, just you and I.
The weekend, it must be Bob Angel.
It's time to grow up, Snowflake.
Wake up, libtard.
Back up, you creep.
Get away from me.
You're a hack, and we can prove it.
You have no style or sense of fashion.
Okay, I'm just going to ignore the insults because I don't think it really gets us anywhere.
Detox Mansion with Bob Angel.
I am just so, so privileged. So privileged.
Blessed
to be here.
Are you blessed?
I'm blessed.
Blessed?
Blessed.
Thank you so much.
On 91.5
WMFO.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bingley.
Take it easy. Take it slow.
Sail. See how the mainsail
I've ever been alone.
Is that a Halloween song? Possibly. Pixies, brand new Pixies from their forthcoming album, Beneath the Eyrie. Just a single right now, along with
Catfish?
Catfish Kate is on the other side. Well, we don't actually get the little 45 singles, so it's not on the other sides. But it, you know what I mean. It streams. They put out two songs like it's a single. I'm so old, I just call them singles, and I picture a 45 in my head. So there you go. So there, Beach Boys before that with Sloop John B. Stereo version I took. I just, you know, I know people like the mono mixes. I don't. I have two ears. So I like them both satisfied. So I take the stereo version of Pet Sounds myself. Came out in 1966. Before that, Phone in a Pool, that was Ben Folds from So There, came out in 2015. Something from The Beatles, Abbey Road, the forthcoming 2019 remix. Yeah, I don't think they really needed to remix Abbey Road. I think that was mixed pretty well anyway. But there it was. That's the 2019 remix, Giles Martin production of Something. And I can't wait to hear the rest of it, because he's done such a fabulous job with the other albums he's done. And we started with the Cast Irons, great local band. The Longest Night is their EP coming out on the 27th. And the song we heard this time around was Road. Breathe, I've played before. Mikey played a song yesterday. Can't remember the title of it, but it was fabulous. So good stuff, as usual, from Cast Irons. And you can see them at City Hall Plaza in Boston. What did I do with it? I had the dates here somewhere. Bob French was so nice to put up the dates of the 27th, 28th, and 29th. Is that the dates of the local music festival? I'm going to assume that's what those dates mean. But, you know, I'm clueless. I walk around in a fog. That's why I'm in Detox Mansion. It's 11:49. Oh, God. So what was I going to do? Oh, yeah. So you just have tons of new music. A lot of women, too. And Grace Potter has a great new album due out on October 25th. It is called Daylight. Right now we have a single called Love is Love. Brand new Grace Potter, 91.5 WMFO.
I don't care about pride. I don't care, I want to call you. I don't care, I've gone off the rails. I'm crazy falling for you. Well, I promised him I would never stray, but I'm thinking about you every day. Now I'm standing here outside your door. I just can't fight this anymore. I never said I was a saint. I never said I'd be his savior. I never say I didn't try to fight against my human nature. I let the past and future fall away. I will worship these wounds every day. Yeah, the cuts that bleed from my mistakes couldn't keep my heart from giving way. Love.
I don't wanna watch you leave me, babe. Most of all, I just don't wanna be free, no.
somebody else I wish was still around. It's the late, great Sandy Denny.